With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says it should be easy for Donald Trump to win an appeal of his New York conviction, considering there were any number of errors made by the judge.
The whole thing was a sham political witch hunt, reminiscent of Stalinist show trials in Soviet Russia. It's hard to know where to begin on how many reversible errors were committed during the trial.
Cotton says a judge in the case, Juan Merchan, has previously given contributions to several Democrat causes, including Biden for President, the Progressive Turnout Project, and the group Stop Republicans. Business correspondent Shelley Adler reports the jobs numbers for May are strong.
Despite inflation and high interest rates, consumers keep spending, so employers keep hiring. That led to what PNC Financial Services Group chief economist Gus Fauché calls a solid report.
It's a very good number. It indicates that the labor market is still strong. And in fact, job growth is still a bit stronger than the Federal Reserve would like.
And speaking of the Fed,
I do expect we will get Fed funds rate cuts towards the end of 2024, but it certainly makes it much less likely that we'll get something in the near term over the next 2 or 3 months.
The unemployment rate did edge up to 4%, ending a 27-month streak of unemployment below that number. I'm Shelley Adler.
Alex Jones seeks to liquidate his assets to pay damages to Sandy Hook families.
Alt-right talk show host Alex Jones is asking a Texas bankruptcy court to convert his Chapter 11 reorganization into a Chapter 7 liquidation to help raise money for the $1.5 billion he's been ordered to pay to Connecticut families who sued Jones for defamation.
And that is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows these days. We get more details in this report from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel LGBT staff or children because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on the religious convictions of the prospective staffer. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on Kia recalling nearly 463,000 Telluride SUVs.
Kia America is recalling nearly 463,000 Telluride SUVs and urging owners to park their cars outside and away from other structures until an issue posing a fire hazard is fixed. The front power seat motor on the affected Tellurides from the 2020 to 2024 model years may overheat because of a stuck slide knob. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the defect could potentially result in a fire while the car is parked or being driven. Kia is said to have received reports of one underseat fire and six incidents of localized melting in the seat tilt motor. I'm Norman Hall.
Voters in Slovakia are casting the ballots in European parliamentary election just weeks after an attempt to assassinate the populist prime minister there, Robert Fico. More on these stories at srnnews.com.